I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. There's no shortage of things to analyze at the Republican National Convention, the speeches, the subtext, even the parties. But only contributor Rob Long seems concerned with figuring out why the Republican Convention's celebrity A-list is so short.
Looking through the list of celebrities that are attending the Republican National Convention this week, some of the names are familiar, but some are, let's just say, someone needs to Google. Which is one of the big differences between the celebrities that attended the Democratic National Convention and those who were attending the Republican one. In a nutshell, the Democratic celebrities are actually famous, and the Republican ones are, well, very successful country western singers. And that's not a knock. Country western music is very, very big and very, very popular. But it is, let's face it, a subset of popular music as a whole, and as such, not quite as big as, say, the combined bigness of Leonardo DiCaprio and Ben Affleck and P. Diddy, all of whom cavorted in the skybox of the DNC. I'm aware that I come off as a liberal Democrat media snob, which is totally unfair because actually I'm a conservative Republican media snob. But there is a certain overrepresentation to the star lineup in this week's events. Some hardcore Republicans may think that makes me an out-of-touch left coast fool, but I'm sure that there are plenty of huge-selling hip-hop artists they've never heard of either. And if I knew anything about hip-hop music, I could name them. And I'm not really sure why Republicans even bother to compete in the first place. I mean, why go to the trouble to trot out your Bo Derricks or your Robert Davies when there's not much cachet to either name? And anyway, who is Robert Davi again? I'll pause briefly while you Google him. Okay? After all, the whole point of a political convention is to shine the bright light of fame on the nominee, not the movie star listening to the nominee. The least interesting person at the Democratic National Convention last month, if you'll remember, he was the nominee himself, and he's the most likely, the way things are going, 12 months from now, to end up being the least famous, too. See, to become president of the United States these days, you really have to be a star. Remember, it didn't matter where Bill Clinton went or who he was with, he was unmistakably the most famous, most glittering person in the room. But hanging out with P. Diddy doesn't make John Kerry seem more electric or attractive. Stardust, all fables to the contrary, does not rub off. It makes him seem stiffer, weirder, creepier than he already appears. And when Ben Affleck introduces him at campaign rallies, it always reminds me of the most popular kid in high school trying to get the rest of the kids excited about hearing from the principal. This is probably why you rarely, if ever, see George Bush in a celebrity photo op. Yeah, you know, he probably has no idea who most of the beautiful people of the DNC were anyway. But there's also a political strategy to it, a certain faded European royalty logic at work. Always be the most famous and powerful person in the room. And if you're not going to be, get another room. So maybe the Republican celebrities appearing this week aren't quite as celebrated as some others, but maybe that's not an accident.
Rob Long is a Hollywood producer and a commentator for NPR member station KCRW.